Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Let's talk about the week in sports, beginning with a story of Chris Borland. He's a 24-year-old linebacker coming off a great rookie season with the 49ers who suddenly announced his retirement on Monday.
The reason? He suffered an apparent concussion in training camp last summer, then spent the next few months thinking about the long-term health risks of football and decided to stop before it was too late.
Here he is talking to ESPN.
I just don't want to get in a situation where I'm negotiating my health for money. And who knows how many hits is too many. And I'm not willing to sacrifice 15 to 20 years of my life, even if I die healthy, but younger.
Joining us now is Bill Littlefield, the host of NPR's Only a Game. He joins us every Wednesday to talk sports. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony.
So we've talked about this growing body of research linking repeated blows to the head, like the kind that football players take from time to time, and problems with the brain later in life. But now we have a young, promising player in the prime of his career deciding to step down. What does this do to the conversation around this issue?
Well, I think it focuses the conversation. One of the most interesting aspects of this conversation is the number of current NFL players who have tweeted or otherwise communicated their support for Chris Borland, saying, hey, guy's made a reasonable decision and more power to him. Hope he has a great life out of the league. It really doesn't seem to be so long ago that the ethic in pro football was sacrifice your body until you can't, you know, it out of the locker room any longer. And this is the other side of that coin.
Absolutely. This really, really changes that part of the conversation. So the NFL released a statement about Borland's retirement. It said the NFL has adopted changes in procedures that led to fewer concussions last season than previously. It also said football has never been safer. What do you think?
Well, relative to what? I'm sure it's true that football is safer now than it was, you know, 10 years ago.
Than standing in front of an on-rushing
Mack
truck.
Yeah, exactly. If you're standing in front of a truck and it's going 55 miles an hour, it's safer than if the truck is going 75 miles an hour, I guess. I don't mean to be flip with this because obviously it's a very serious issue. But no, players still bang into each other with great regularity and at high speed, and they weigh a lot, and that isn't safe.
Yeah. So, Bill, just quickly before we leave this topic, I'm wondering how much or how far down Borland's decision could reverberate. I'm just taken by the fact that he's only 24 years old, so I'm thinking about kids now. I mean, do you think parents might be having second thoughts about letting their kids play football?
I think this gives parents yet another reason to have those second thoughts. My understanding of the statistics is that lots of parents have already had those second thoughts and they've acted on those second thoughts, and so that registration for youth football leagues is lower. The people who counter that argument say, well, registration for most sports that kids play is lower, but I think football has probably seen a decline that's been a little more dramatic than in the other sports, and it's exactly for this reason.
Bill, let's spend a little time talking about spring training, the Boston Red Sox. And to help us do that, we're joined by Doug Tribou. He's a reporter with Only a Game. Bill, you know him well, of course, and he's at Red Sox training camp in Fort Myers.
You're missing some great weather, Doug.
Don't talk
Come
about
on
the
back.
Sun.
You're killing me. It's really hot down here.
Oh, shut up.
Doug, it's good to have you back. We talked with you earlier in the week about the Red Sox and how they look pretty good offensively, but you made the point that their pitching is less certain. I understand you saw Rick Porcello pitch today. What did you see?
Well, this is the big acquisition, Anthony, from the offseason, the pitcher that they really needed to plug in there with the loss of John Lester. And Rick is a right-handed pitcher. Porcello looked good. He got hit a little bit. He gave up one run on three hits today. He went four innings, and they're starting to stretch out those outings. He is somebody that everybody's got an eye on because they need him to have a big year. The other guy getting a ton of buzz in camp is Mookie Betts, who's competing for the center field job. He had a beautiful double down the right field line and later scored in the first inning. And John Farrell was asked about when Mookie Betts has impressed him the most this spring, and he said every time he walked on the field.
And Doug, I'd like to think of David Ortiz as totally indestructible, but I've heard that he's hinting at not feeling so great.
just seems to be a minor thing, but the Red Sox have announced that they pulled him out of workouts and play today, and he's likely to be pulled out for the weekend. He felt a little twinge yesterday, and they think it's a cramping issue. John Farrell, the manager, said that it's probably something they can correct with hydration, and they're just being extra cautious. He is 39 years old, so any little twinge like that, they're going to take it very seriously, but not err. They're going to err on the side of the of caution, basically.
Doug, I'm curious what you're hearing about this. You know, the Sox, obviously, they went from last to first to last. What's the team saying about their hopes for making another turnaround like that this season?
Well, I think teams all come into camp feeling optimistic, and there's definitely that vibe here. You definitely hear players saying, hey, you know, I've been on teams that 1 year we thought we were going to be great and we were terrible, and then the next year the reverse happened. So the magic formula is tough to pin down. John Farrell says he looks for a certain vibe in camp, and he had it this year, guys getting here early, guys really being teammates, developing camaraderie. I asked Big Papi David Ortiz what he thought about it and whether he's found something that he looks for when teams are good or teams are bad, and he said he wishes he had that answer.
If I can do that, I can get the lottery too. Every year you come in positive and expecting good things to happen different than the year before, and hopefully that's the case now.
Come on, Bill. Are you feeling the vibe? Come on.
What I'm feeling is envy for Tribu being in Florida and me waking up this morning and walking the dog at 15 degrees or whatever it was at 6:30.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Doug Tribu, reporter for NPR's Only a Game, reporting from Fort Myers, Florida. Doug, thanks so much for being with us.
I'll keep grinding it out down here.
Someone's got to do it.
Sacrifice yourself for the job, Doug.
And Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game. You can hear that show every Saturday, 7 in the morning, again, 7 in the evening. He joins us every Wednesday. Bill, thanks so much for coming
in. Thank you, Anthony.
Well, that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station.
Our show is produced by Amory Sievertson, Alex Kingsbury, Emma Jean Weinstein, Kathleen McNerney, and Jamie Bologna.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.